joined by Bob Ridley, who's the play-by-play man for the Medicine Hat Tigers. And sad to say, this is the last game of the season between these two teams, unless they should happen to meet again come playoff time, which would be a blast after last season. Bob, so far the Tigers have held every game in this season series. The games in Medicine Hat, probably closer than the one that was here. But what's your take on how it's gone so far and why you think maybe it's favored the Tigers?
I think the Tigers just kind of have the number of the Swift Current Broncos this year, and maybe that goes back to last spring's playoffs. I don't know, but that's playoff series. Could have gone one way or the other. It was that close, and Merrick Langhammer was a dynamite in that series. But, you know, the Broncos have got a real good team, a good good cast of players and everything else. And the Tigers, I think what's happened here, especially the game here in Swifty, just got off to a good start and were able to build on that. And the Broncos, try as they might, they just couldn't get that big goal when they really needed it. So it's been a great series involving these two teams this year. And yeah, the Tigers lead the season series, but it could be the other way very, very easily.
Lately, the Tigers, well, there's a couple of wins mixed in there, but the Tigers have not been their usual selves really since Christmas, and it's allowed the streaking Calgary Hitmen to overtake the division lead when that looked like such an immense mountain to climb. We talked about it last time you were here, some of the reasons for that. Are we starting to see, you know, a game like last night in Regina? Are there steps being taken back to where the Tigers were?
Yeah, last night they played with some Tiger speed. Of course, the Tigers with the smaller team and so on, noted for the speed. They have to, you know, get it going if they're going to win hockey games. Sanford and Cox, they have to contribute big time. Well, last night, though, it was kind of strange. Both goals coming off the back end. Ty Stanton unloading from the blue line. But it's speed that the Tigers have to play with, and they've got to be a healthy team. They're starting to get back to being a fairly healthy team again. Kyle Becker just returned. Turn of the lineup, still waiting for Tommy Vanelli to kind of solidify things along the back end, and Anthony Yass. But the Tigers lost 9 of 11 games, and things weren't looking all that good in Tigerland, but that win last night certainly added some confidence to the squad.
Well, when you look at the numbers, you talk about the performance Langhammer had last season against the Broncos in the playoffs, and he outdueled a terrific netminder, Anitu Lorikainen, was just a little bit better when he needed to be, and yet the numbers this season don't link to that level of elite goaltending that you would expect from Langhammer. What have you seen from him? Has it been kind of an up-and-down year?
I think the first half of the season he was just really, really good. Here in the second half, he went through injuries with that leg of his, and also a sickness. He was out for a week with the flu bug and so on. So he's had some issues that have kind of taken his game away from him, and Tigers are hoping that he can get that back in time for playoffs.
Schneider gets the start today. He got the win against the Broncos last time. Talk about him and what kind of a goalie he is and what he has to do to be successful.
Yeah, he's a good young goaltender, and what he has to do is make that first stop, you know, and then hope for the defenseman to clear the rebound. As far as Schneider is concerned, he's a guy that's learning the trade, and a good young guy that's learning from Merrick Langhammer, actually, even though they're two different kind of goaltenders. But I can see Nick Schneider challenging the shooters a little bit more here tonight. Merrick likes to hang back a little bit, and I think he's got all kinds of potential, this kid. And you know, he's won some big games for the Tigers when Merrick was down and out with the flu bug and also that injury.
Stephen Aury has taken the spot in between Trevor Cox and Cole Sanford that was Volk's spot last season. That's big shoes to fill. And while Cox and Sanford have still continued to be terrific and producing at a real high rate, do you feel like Aury has solidified his spot in on that line at this point?
Well, right now he has, that's for sure. Steve came back from a six-week injury, of course, to his jaw. Mm-hmm. And Marcus Eisenschmidt kind of stepped in there. Anthony Ast did a couple of games when he was healthy and so on. So Trevor Cox and Cole Sanford have had different center icemen playing with them, and that never seemed to slow them down at all. It doesn't matter who plays with those two, they can still put up numbers. But yeah, I think Steve Aury is there for the duration of the year. He seems to fit real good with Cox and also Sanford, and I can't say the coach is changing at all.
Well, they go with Cox and Sanford on the ice almost every second shift at times, and have you ever seen a forward line play to that extent? Maybe Moose Jaw has point play as much, and still seem to have the energy they have at the end of games?
Yeah, it's incredible. Will they have that energy at the end of the regular season? That's the big question, of course. And they're smaller players, and sometimes those smaller players wear out. But I will say one thing. They've got good speed, and they really look after themselves well. There are a couple of really good players that, watch what they eat, and they hydrate a lot and everything else, and do all the good things that players who want to become pros do. So we're hoping that they'll be just as good, if not better, in the playoffs than they have been throughout the course of the regular season. So we'll see what happens.
Being a longtime voice of the Tigers, you know something about a building that other teams don't like to play in. The Medicine Hat Arena is like that. You hear some coaches and players describe Swift Current as one of those real tough buildings to play in. And from your time coming to this building over the years, what do you think that is?
Well, it's because, and it is a tough building to play in. Like if the Broncos are playing at the top of their game, it's very tough to sneak a couple of points out of here. And I think the reason is the closeness of the fans, something like a Medicine Hat. Fans are kind of on top of the players. They're into the game. They're cheering and having a whole lot of fun, especially when the Broncos are leading in a game. And I just like the way this building has been put together. The renovations and everything else has made it just an outstanding major junior team, I think, or building, I should say. And hats off to the community here in Swift Current for doing such a good job. But Broncos have embraced this building. It's their building. It's their home. And they play this building very, very well.
I've asked you this a few times, but I know you watched and broadcasted Mark Lamb as a player. Are the qualities you saw in him as a player apparent as you get to know him as a coach?
Oh, absolutely. Like he demanded from himself, a 60-minute effort each and every game. Mark Lamb was the ultimate as far as determination was concerned. Maybe not the fastest player in the league, or maybe didn't have skill like some guys did, but I'll tell you, he came to play. And, he come off a long road trip. He was just as fresh after a long road trip as he was in starting the trip. Because he was that good. He looked after himself very well. And what I liked about Mark, he had a lot of leadership. Now, he was a captain when he was with the Tigers and showed that. He led by example. And I'm sure he does the same thing as a coach. So love that guy, Mark Lamb.
Interesting with his son coming into his Bantam draft year this year. He's a smaller, skilled player with some feistiness, a little bit like his father was. Wouldn't be maybe overly surprised to see him be a guy the Tigers look at.
Hey, I'll tell you, Tigers kind of like those smaller guys, no question. Small and skilled. And the Tigers would certainly take a good look at Mark Lamb, Mark Lamb's son, being that his dad played for them. And, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. So, his son's going to be just like his dad, I'm sure.
All right, thanks a lot, Bob.
All right, Sean, my pleasure.
Bob Ridley, the play-by-play voice of the Medicine Hat Tigers. Coming up next, Broncos forward Tanner Lassan on matching up with the Cox and Sanford line. Broncos hockey coming up on the Eagle 94.1.